Okay, so we are going to be in 1 John 4:1 as our text. We want to turn there. This is in our Ask the Pastor series, and I have a subject today that you might find somewhat amusing as we get started. It is prompted by something on the internet, among other places, so you know what that means. It must be true. No. The question is something like this. Have you heard about the strange sounds coming from the Euphrates River? Some people say it is noise made by fallen angels. How many of you have heard of this? Anybody? Okay. All right. Only a few. And now, what do you think about that? What do you think? Anybody have any? Crazy? Crazy? Okay. I went to Google. And I typed in, weird noises, Euphrates River. Okay, so here are some of the things that came up. The first two things that came up. Okay, there's the Euphrates River, by the way. And here are some of the things that came up. Mysterious sounds in Euphrates River. Are they fallen angels or something else? This is a video. And actually, this fellow, the guy that's on this video, he debunks it. Okay, he's a Christian. He says, nah, don't worry about it, basically. But he does a good job. I thought it was good. Then there's this one. Sounds of fallen angels under the Euphrates River. Another one. Another video. This guy is trying to get you to follow his prophecy site. Okay? And I probably got money out of you, I'm guessing. So there's more. You can go. There's quite a few more. Anyway. There are two verses in Revelation which mention the river Euphrates. And that's why this is an issue. So the first one is Revelation 16:12. First one I'll mention. Revelation 16:12. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river, the Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way would be prepared for the kings from the east. Now, it is apparently true that the Euphrates River is having water problems. Okay, it is drying up in some parts of it, at least, and apparently lack of snowfall, and of course it's global warming and all that. Here's the other mention in Revelation. This is earlier in the book. This is during the sixth trumpet judgments. That one, the first one is the sixth bowl. This is the sixth trumpet judgment. The sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, one saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. Aha! They say, and the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and the day and the month and the year were released so that they would kill a third of mankind. Now you can see how prophecy teachers on the internet would love for something like this to be happening to increase their sales. So the sounds. Now I debated whether I should do this or not, but I recorded off of the internet, off one of these videos, the sounds that you'll hear. It's about a minute long. It'll play over this speaker, over the projector speaker. I don't know how well you'll be able to hear it, but we'll try. So there you go. If you've never heard fallen angels before, that's what they sound like. Right? Right? Okay. Now, I have to say, Well, with prophecies, these prophecies, and with sounds like this being played on sites, on the internet, it's not hard to see how people might use it to stoke fear and get subscribers. Now, the sites that play this sound are not what we might call mainstream sites. And some of them are clearly trying to exploit people's fears. But some would object, possibly. Well, exactly, the mainstream sites don't want you to know what's going on. Right? They would. Which brings me to the title. Okay? Memes, schemes, and what they are doing to us. Now, there are sounds that come from the earth. Like, you can go into caves and set up recording equipment, and you can record odd sounds that come from, perhaps from expanding gases down below, from creature dislodging a rock. Who knows where they come from? It could be an underground explosion or whatever. I'm pretty sure that fallen angels who are spirit beings aren't making noises in our physical world. I just really find that hard to believe. Now, whatever those fallen angels are that are mentioned in Revelation, they are under God's control, and they will be released when God says so, not at some undetermined time when people are speculating on the internet. People who are looking for signs are not using the Bible correctly. But what about all those things you read on the internet? What about all those memes that people share making big claims about any fear-inducing topic you can imagine? I already mentioned climate change. There are plenty of memes and slogans and articles that people are sharing around about climate change. It's really happening. Look out. There's also, on the other side, plenty of anti-climate change memes and charts and articles and things that people are sharing around on the internet. And there's things like the sins of Joe Biden. You can find all kinds of things that are passed around about Joe Biden. And who else? Donald Trump. You can find either one. Okay, you can find all kinds of things. Are they all true? Are all the allegations true on either side? Maybe. Okay, we don't know. You and I have never actually seen proof of any one of these things. None of them have been tested in court. And, you know, but people, look what he did. Look what, look what Trump did. Look what Joe Biden did. It's, well, that's what he's alleged to have done. Nothing has as yet been proven. But I know that you are sure that it's true, one or the other, or both, of the things that you've heard about these two men. Or you've seen memes about the lies about COVID, right? How many have seen a meme or an article about how bad they lied to us, all right? But then there's also memes about the lies about lying about COVID, right? And you got both sides. Now, how do you know the ones that you believe are true? Well, you don't know. We tend to believe what we want to believe, even if we don't have proof. All right, what about those things that talk about the lies about politicians that the politicians say, you know, like Justin Trudeau and people like that? On the opposite, well, those memes are true. Well, I'm sort of kidding. You have, basically what I'm saying is, there's all kinds of things that are thrown around on the internet. And so I use this story, this question about the Euphrates River, to launch into this subject. What about the Euphrates River? I think the Euphrates River, I don't know whether these recordings are actually sounds that come from the Euphrates River. I wasn't there. I didn't hear the sounds. I recorded it off of a guy who posted something on the internet. And it sounds eerie. Sounds like some moaning and chains dingling and, oh man, oh, somebody suggests to me, oh, that's the fallen angels in Revelation, whatever it was, 9. And, they're getting ready to come out. You know, like, really? I find that hard to believe. Okay, so maybe the earth is making noises. Maybe it isn't. There is nobody that I know of that is reporting seriously about it. It's all on sites that are they're not even not mainstream. They're so far out there that they aren't, you know, like this one guy's prophecy site. I went, it's like, he doesn't even know how to do HTML very well. It's just, it's really, you know, it's one guy trying to make a buck off the internet is what it looks like to me. And I have to be honest. Well, that brings us to our text now this afternoon. 1 John 4:1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So here's the proposition for our message. Our focus needs to be on the truth of God's word. Leave the lies to the world. Our focus needs to be on the truth of God's word. Leave the lies to the world. So, the first point is the spirit of suspicion. Our text says, do not believe every spirit. We are supposed to be suspicious about truth claims that come our way. There are many, biblical warnings that are in line with this statement, beloved, do not believe every spirit. So here's one from Proverbs. The naive believes everything, but the sensible man considers his step. You know, you don't want to be somebody who believes something just because it shows up on the internet. That isn't proof of anything. Here's another one. Jeremiah 5:31, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule on their own authority, and my people love it so, but what will you do at the end of it? People love falsehood. They love false things. It promotes their own agenda. It agrees with things they want to believe. Here's another one. This is Jesus. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. There are people out there who are prassing around things, getting people to subscribe to it. Well, maybe it's true. They'll send it along. I've had people, friends of mine, who I've sort of challenged when they've sent something a little bit dubious on Facebook, and they said, "Well, you know, just in case, it might be true. It might be true. Beware of false prophets. We really need to be careful." And here's another one from Jesus. Jesus answered and said to them, "See to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will mislead many." So there are many biblical warnings about truth claims. Now, why does the Bible warn us about claims like this? Because all statements, I'm going to say something that may seem a little controversial to you maybe as I say it, all statements are spiritual. All right, what do I mean by that? Danny Aiken in his commentary on 1 John 4 says, behind every statement is a spirit, a pneuma, okay, the word for spirit, but not every spirit is the spirit of God. Notice the text says, beloved, do not believe every spirit. What does he mean? He means that when somebody says something to you, they are making a statement out of their spirit, out of their inner man. But not every spirit is a spirit of God. So behind every statement is a spirit, a pneuma, but not every spirit is a spirit of God. So somebody can say something to you, and if it is in accord with something you are sort of predisposed to believing, you might give credence to it. You know, there are politicians I don't like. I've already named several of them. If somebody posts something that takes down one of those politicians, my inclination is to say, yeah, that one's true. Why? Because I don't like that guy. You know, I want to believe that it's true. The thing is it true? Okay? If I were to name one of these names, and there are many situations where you could say, okay, he did this, and he did this, and he did this, but did he really? Do you really know he did those things? Now, I want to believe about those ones I don't like. I want to believe that it's true he did do those things, but I don't know that he did those things. All right, so all statements are spiritual. Somebody comes to me and tells me a lie, that's a spiritual statement. It's spiritual in the sense that it's coming from a spirit. It's not spiritual in the sense that it's holy. So when we say spiritual, we think holy. It's not holy if it's not coming from God. Okay? Somebody, we might say, oh, he's a Christian. He wouldn't lie. Some Christian has shared something on the internet. He wouldn't lie. But remember, Christians are subject to deception. They might repeat something they've falsely believed. They're not lying in the sense that they're deliberately telling a falsehood, but they might be passing on a lie. That's why, by the way, gossip is so destructive. Okay? Somebody comes and tells you something about somebody else, and it's like, ooh. Well, you probably should go to the other person and try to find out whether that's actually true. Right? And sometimes that can really destroy a church. You really need to be careful about these things. And it's true that some professing Christians, notice that word, professing Christians, are deceivers. Okay, Christians can be deceived, but there are some professing Christians who are deceivers. They are false prophets. And so they are deliberately lying in some cases. Okay? For whatever reason, usually money. Okay, like I said, this guy that's trying to get you to follow his prophecy site, publishing a sensationalist story. Oh, could this be? You know, subscribe here. We'll have more in the next episode. Okay? And by the way, I have a tip jar over here. Okay, that'll happen. That happens on the internet. I don't know if you believe me or not. That isn't just a meme. Okay? Most of the false messages in the world come from unbelievers, I would have to say. People who are pursuing power, people who delight in gaining a following, people with an anti-God agenda. There's many, many others. This is true even for most conservative politicians. Do you realize that those politicians that you like, almost all of them are unbelievers? Almost all of them. There's a few that aren't. You may agree with their policies, but their solution to problems, to worldly problems, is usually rooted in worldly philosophy. Things that drives me mad is that conservative politicians will often follow liberal solutions to world problems because they basically are worldly people. They're not believers. Their solutions aren't solutions. They're going to just perpetuate the problem. That's why we keep going down and down and down. Okay, even though our society is full of advancement and technological advance, our leadership is comprised of people, by and large, who are lost. So the best conservatives can do is slow things down as we spiral downward as a culture. So we have to remember that. Our solution, the solution to our problems, is not winning elections. It is following the Lord Jesus Christ and waiting for His return, praying for His return. Oh Lord, come. Okay? So it is wise to be very cautious about any of the claims people push at you, even well-meaning Christians. Test and verify. By the way, Snopes.com and similar sites are good for evaluating truth claims. But people say, oh, Snopes, they're left-leaning. Yes, they are. But that doesn't mean that the information they post is incorrect. They source what they say. Now, their overall agenda, yes, it might be left-leaning. But you can check out sources. They're not, I don't believe everything on Snopes, but I do think they provide information that can either debunk or help with some of the claims that are made on the internet so that we can see it in a proper and more objective perspective. There's other sites like that. And people who want to just dismiss that out of hand are saying, I really don't want a counter opinion. I believe what I believe, and you can't persuade me otherwise. That's a very dangerous position to be in. You're not really looking at things properly. You need a spirit of suspicion. Our text says, beloved, do not believe every spirit. So we're commanded to do this. The obligation is on us to test the spirits, to test the spirits. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. And the imperative here is the second person plural. That means all of you. This is a responsibility for everyone. We can't rely on someone else to do the testing for us and say, Pastor, you're the pastor, you do the testing. No, that's not how it works. Beloved, do not believe every spirit. All of you. Do not believe every spirit, but all of you test the spirits to see whether they are from God. This is a obligation on all of us. There is an obligation here, I think implicit, to keep silent on untested claims. That is, don't spread them. If you don't know something to be true, I mean absolutely know it, and if you can't show something to be true, you should keep it to yourself until you are certain. I don't mean just saying, oh, well, actually, if you just watch this video, or if you just read this article. No, no. You have to be able to show factual evidence that something is true. And if you can't do that, don't pass it along. Don't say, well, that guy explains it better than I can. If you can't explain it, don't pass it along. I'm sort of speaking from the throne here, ex cathedra. That's a papal statement. If you don't know something to be true and you can't show it to be true, don't pass it along. The sounds on the river Euphrates are claimed to be recordings from that site. As I was researching this, by the way, researching, I was searching on the internet. This is not exactly research. But I did come across another article, a separate case, and the article is called Strange Sounds in Edmonton Sky, Part of a Viral Phenomenon. All right, so like, wow. It's not only the River Euphrates, it's Edmonton, Alberta, the place of my birth. Okay, maybe there's a coincidence. Maybe it's, you know, the place of my birth. That might have something to do with it. All right, so anyway, so someone from Alberta one night recorded a video from the balcony of her apartment. She was in an apartment in Edmonton, and she had the skyline, and it's recognizably apparently Edmonton. So she turned her phone on. She had one of these conspiracy sites playing in the background of these strange sounds. And so she's recording this video of Edmonton and, oh, weird sounds from Edmonton. And then she posted that on YouTube. Now, what was it? She was recording a recording. Oh, everybody's freaking out. Oh no! Edmonton's gonna fall into the middle of the earth or something. Right? Really? Okay. There is an obligation for testing because in this world, people can lie real easy on the internet. I don't know if you know that, right? Okay. Now, the recognition of deceivers. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Why? Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. The reason for suspicion and testing is that false prophets are real. The things that you see on the internet may not be real, but there are false prophets. That is real. 1 John 2:18, children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour. Matthew 7:15, beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. 1 Timothy 4:1, but the Spirit explicitly says that in later times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. 2 Timothy 3:13, but evil men and impostors will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now, some of the claims that I've mentioned are relatively innocuous. The sounds in the River Euphrates, whether true or not, make little difference to how you should live your life. Like, okay, so there's, like, even if it was true, like those recordings, the thing I played for you, if that actually came from the River Euphrates, I have no idea if it did. If it did, what difference does it make for you, personally? Okay? Even if, the claim, or the speculation, even if it is those four angels trapped underneath the River Euphrates by God, okay, let's go with the allegation. Right? So even if it's that, what difference does it make for you and your life? Those angels, according to Revelation, will be released on God's command when it's time for it to happen. Okay? Now, we understand, in the way we look at the Bible, it seems to us that when that happens, the church won't be here. But regardless of how you look at it, what real difference does the fact that supposedly some sounds are being recorded by the River Euphrates, what difference does it make to your life? There are other claims that it made that are much more serious. There are people claiming to be Christians who will deny key doctrines of the Bible. I'm reading a book, I forget what the title is, but it's basically exposing what liberal theologians believe. They claim to be Christians, but when you read what they mean by Christian, you think, these people aren't Christians. These people aren't Christians. They deny essentially everything that's in the Bible. It's none of it true, and yet we follow Christ somehow. Okay? The thesis of the book is that these people aren't Christians, they're pursuing a different religion, and I think he's right about that. Now, some of these people will deny the need for salvation. They'll deny hell. They'll deny the seriousness of sin. They'll deny the judgment of God. They'll deny the atonement of Jesus Christ. They'll deny the virgin birth, which is connected. They'll deny everything about the gospel and say, oh, yeah, you don't really need. You know, what you need is a Jesus experience. Okay? That's a serious lie. Now, the Bible warns about two kinds of false prophets. The first one, Deuteronomy 18:22, when a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not come to pass about or come true, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him. Deuteronomy 18:22. So there are those who say a thing will happen and it doesn't happen, and we should not listen to them. Right? And then there are those who use impressive signs or seeming credibility to lead you away from God. So here's Deuteronomy 13, 1 through 5. We'll be looking at this on Wednesday night. If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes true concerning which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods whom you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, and the Lord your God, for the Lord your God is testing you to find out if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall follow the Lord your God and fear him, and you shall keep his commandments. Listen to his voice. Serve him and cling to him. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has counseled rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery to seduce you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So you shall purge the evil from among you. So those are the kinds of prophets there are. Those who will claim something's going to happen and it doesn't happen. And those who will say things to try to dissuade you from following the true God. Those are the kinds of false prophets that we have to worry about. Those are especially the things that we should worry about. Those who are attacking the very heart and basis of our religion. All these crazy things you find on the internet, well, okay, they might be amusing, but I don't spend too much time on them. Really, it's just a distraction. So you might, and even the question that started this message, you might find that amusing. And in a way it is. But many Christians show a strong gullibility for all kinds of claims that just aren't so. So what do we need to do? What do we need to do about this? Number one, we must determine to hear both sides of every argument. You know, before we really pass judgment, you know, on something somebody did, we really need to know all sides of the argument. There are things that I, you know, sort of believe, and it's, well, let's put it this way. Here's one that's probably innocuous. Now, I love coffee. I know that you know that. I love coffee. I drink probably too much coffee. But I've often said the only studies I believe are ones that say coffee is good for you. I should have put this screen up. When we were in England last week, we went to this house. And It was owned by this guy who was a very high mucky-muck during the time of William of Orange. Okay, the king, William, what is he, the third? Is he William the third? I can't remember which number he is. Anyway, he was his chief, one of his chief ministers, if not the chief minister. On the table in his house, there is a pamphlet that is written, and I can't quite remember the title, but it's basically something like this. I posted it on the internet. Okay, if you've seen my Facebook feed. It says about coffee, in respect of the benefits of coffee for curing the plague. See, coffee is good for you. Okay? But there's all kinds of things like that out there. Now, I tend to want to just hear the side of the argument that I agree with. Right? We all do. So we must determine to hear both sides of every argument. We should determine to value truth and objective evidence. Now, objective means it has to be testable. You know, and we should refrain from coming to a judgment until we can actually test something to be true. Say, well, that's interesting. Somebody makes a claim. That's interesting. Let's wait and see. We ought to respect our opponents and treat them charitably. If somebody disagrees, they are not the spawn of Satan, necessarily. They might be. Not necessarily. Okay? We need to treat them charitably. We need to listen to what they have to say. We must submit every thought to the scrutiny of Scripture through constant personal Bible study. Like, we really need to have the mind of God. And I will say, if we read the internet more than we read our Bible, we have a problem. Okay? Now, does that mean, okay, I got to log my time on the internet, and then I got to, if I can get 1 second over in my Bible, I'm good. Is that what we mean? Not necessarily. That's not necessarily what I mean. Don't take this in a Pharisaical way. But we do need to spend time in God's Word and understand how to think according to the Bible. Not according to the desires of our heart, but according to the Bible. Okay? We must trust that God is working things out according to His will. You know, whatever happens in the world, suppose Justin Trudeau gets elected again. I mean, that gives me the heebie-jeebies, I'll tell you. That's a theological term. Okay? We don't need that. But what if he does? We have to trust that God is working things out according to His will. We have to trust that. So, our focus needs to be on the truth of God's Word. Leave the lies to the world. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank You for this time that we've had this afternoon and pray that You would give us insight. There's so much confusion and falsehood promulgated all over the world, especially on the internet. Lord, we pray that You would guide us. Help us to not be shaken by any claims we hear or see. Help us to be constantly testing things by the Word of God and letting things be that we cannot prove or verify. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.